So he took off, and I took off right behind him in the car, and I followed him. And I knew where he was going. He was going to Milpitas, which is where he came from. And he was going to go back and see his friends at the bar down there. And so we drove like cops and robbers, 80, 90 miles an hour down the freeway. And he'd pull off in Roseville and go tearing around trying to lose me, and I'd follow him. And we drove like that all the way down there drunk, 80, 90 miles an hour. And that's one incident of several. You know, it's one of the funniest ones. It's one of my funny stories. But it also is the kind that I woke up the next morning and I said, what's going on? You know, what's wrong with me? Why am I doing these crazy things? I didn't ever connect it to the booze. It was like I was crazy, but it never even occurred to me that I had any sort of a problem with alcohol. I never had to try and quit because he drank more than I did. And so I didn't even know that I would have a problem if I tried to stop. It was my medicine. It was the thing that was keeping me from falling apart. When I finally got to Alcoholics Anonymous, it was because I went to the Sierra Council on Alcoholism to find out how to fix them. And they had me take the 20 questions, and I wasn't too honest at that time, so they suggested that maybe I ought to go to Al-Anon. And I did. I went to Al-Anon for 6 months before I started even realizing that I had a problem. What I found out there was that I was powerless over alcohol with my husband, and that I couldn't do anything about what he was doing, that all I could do was work on me. That was a really big relief to me, because I had just gotten myself so tight trying to fix this and hurt so bad, you know, trying to make him well, that I felt like just 100-pound weight had been lifted off my shoulders to know that I couldn't do it. So I continued to go to these Al-Anon meetings and started learning about alcoholism as a disease. But it's so strange to me to think that I could do that for 6 months and not realize that I had the disease. It just is hard for me to imagine that I could do that. Another thing that happened that I didn't even remember until I was 6 months sober was one time I went looking for him about 11 o'clock in the morning. He had gone hunting with one of his buddies, and I knew that he was going to end up at the bar, that it was just an excuse, and I was mad that I didn't get to go. So I decided I was going to go to the store and buy some milk, and I had been drinking vodka while I was painting these posters for the school carnival. You know, it's just crazy. And I was drunk, and I believed I was going to the store to get milk, and I went in the store and bought the milk, and then I turned and headed for the bar instead of going home. And this bar was down Ponderosa Way in Weimar. I don't know if you know what that road is like, but it's really windy, and we'd only been up here maybe 5-6 months. And I was driving fast because I was mad. And I went around a corner and went out of control.